I want to talk about getting to where we're going, because sometimes when you get up and you get to where you're going, sometimes it seems like you are not going in the right direction. And in living for God and walking with the Lord and living for God, we're on our way to heaven, on our way into eternity with God. But I'm telling you tonight, we have embarked on something that is great. We have set our goals very high, amen, but we have one that is with us that's going to help us all the way. And if we don't lose sight of the simplicity that's in Jesus Christ, if we don't lose sight of how simple it is to live for God and then just to work out that simplicity, you see, it's the devil's job. They say the devil's in the details. It's his job to complicate things. It's his job to change things, amen, to change them, to take us back to where we came from, or to sidetrack us off of the road that he has called us on. But I want to go to the book of John chapter 14, and I want to start with verse 1, amen. John chapter 14 and verse 1. Praise the Lord. And this is right after Peter said, Lord, I'll lay down my life for your sake. And Jesus said, will you lay down your life for my sake? Verily I say unto you, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice or three times. And then chapter 14, the very next breath that comes out of his mouth is, let not your heart be troubled. Praise the Lord. Let not your heart be troubled. There he is telling him he's going to deny the Lord three times. And then he says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Praise the Lord. But there was no map. There was no directions per se. But it was in a direction. It was headed in a direction. And as we live for God, God has not given us the layout of every day. We don't know what's in our near future. We don't even know what's happening in the next hour of our life. But we know what direction that we're going. And we know what we believe. And we know who God is. Amen. And so in living for God and walking by faith, the Lord fills in the blanks as we go along. It's not something that we know ahead of time and everything is laid out. But God fills in the blanks as we go along. Praise God. And I want to talk about how to get to where we're going. Amen. Father, we thank you for the word of God tonight. We ask you to anoint it to our hearts and to speak to us tonight. And we give you thanks and we give you praise. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. Amen. You may be seated tonight. God bless you. I debated whether or not to use the chalkboard tonight. I don't think that I will, though. We'll save that for another time. But I feel like ministering here tonight. I feel like just getting right down to where it needs to be in living for the Lord. Because, you know, when you're traveling, it's very simple and basic, and especially in our generation today, it is very simple. It is very basic. You just type in the numbers and hit the arrow, and the telephone will tell you where to go and when to stop and when to go and where to turn. And before you know it, you don't know where you are, but you're at your destination. You don't know how you got there, and you certainly couldn't get back without it. We found that out very surely one time when we were in Pennsylvania. And we went down to meet my pastor's son, Nathan, and his wife and family, two boys, rather. And we drove down to Delaware. And we got down to Delaware and had dinner with them, and the day was moving on. And we left the restaurant and was headed back to Pennsylvania, which is really not that far, just a few hours away. And all of a sudden, we lost cellular connection. We're in a different state. We don't know where we're at. And it was very interesting, to say the least, to figure out how to get back. And so we had to revert back to, because you can't buy a map nowadays. They don't have them anymore. And nobody could tell you how to get to that place because it was a good distance away. And so I used the old-fashioned way of figuring out where I was. I knew in the general direction where I needed to be, and so I looked to find the sun, and I found the sun, and I knew then where I was at and what direction I was headed, and I headed off in that direction, not knowing if I was going down the right road or not. But after an hour or two, about 60 miles from where I needed to be, the cellular service came on, and it said, "You're only 60 miles away from home." Praise God. But I didn't know where I was at, and I didn't know what I was doing per se. But I did, because when God created all things, He made the sun and the moon and all of those things for direction. Amen. And they are settled in the heavens, and we can guide ourselves by some of those things in the physical realm. Amen. God has given us something that is very solid, and I believe that the North Star is called Poseidon Star, and it is in the same location every night. Does not matter what day of the year it is, that star will be in the very exact same location. And for centuries, men have guided themselves over the vast expanse of the oceans just by looking up at that star and knowing where they are. And God gave us something. We're so blessed here tonight. I don't really know if all of us realize how blessed we really are to have the Word of God. Amen. I'm so thankful tonight. There was a day when the Bible was chained to the pulpit in the church. And it was actually illegal to own a Bible. It was written in a language that nobody spoke or wrote or read. And they were told what they were wanted to be told. And it was gross darkness that came upon the land. But tonight, we have the light of the Word of God. Thank God for the light of His Word. And it does not matter how long you live for God. It does not matter how smart you get in life, in the Word of God. I'm telling you, we've got to go back to the simplicity of the roadmap. Amen. There's no need in complicating the journey. Amen. There's no need in making extra twists and turns in the road. Praise God. He's laid it out for us, and He's given it to us. Amen. When God wants to lead His people, He always does it with some sort of description and some sort of encouragement. One place here, Exodus chapter 3, verse 8, He said, "I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land, unto a large, and unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanite, Hivite, Amorite, Perizzite, Hivite, and Jebusite," and any otherites that might be there. And He was descriptive and told them, this is not just a land, but this is a land that flows with milk and honey. Amen. If you please, in John chapter 14, verses 1 through 4, we have a similar description here. He said, "In my Father's house are many mansions." Now, you can just let your imagination go wild. If God can create such an awesome universe and such an awesome world that we live in. And he did it in 6 days. Actually, he did it in one day. Amen. And caused it all to be what has he been able to build for you and I in the last 2,000 years approximately. Well, praise God. I'm looking forward to going to heaven. He was very descriptive. In my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. And so what we must see here is that there is a place for us. And if we're going to get to where we're going, then we've got to receive this promise that Jesus gave us here. And we have to get a hold of it with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 13 gives us the essence of true pilgrims. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off. You know what? You got to be able to see heaven afar off. Praise the Lord. When times are not looking so good, you got to be able to see heaven afar off. You got to be able to go back to the very basics of it, because there are times in your life, and I don't know of any situation per se tonight in this service, but there are times that it will seem like you're going to be the loser, and the things that you desire and the things that you want, it seems like they are like that eagle that flies away and just lands outside of your reach. And yet, we've got to come back to the basics again and be able to see heaven afar off. Praise God. I see heaven afar off. There are times that I just sit and dream about heaven. Amen. What is it going to look like? What's it going to be like? I think about heaven when I see some of those grand cloud formations and the splendor of a sunset, or the horizon. If you go to, say, New Mexico or Colorado, and you see the expanse of the mountains and the mesas and all of the beauty of the land, I think, God, if you can do that with the spoken word, what's heaven going to look like? It's got to be awesome. It's got to be the most fantastic place that ever was. I don't know about you, but I want to go to heaven more than I want anything else in all of this world. I want to be with the Lord. I want to see the splendor of His glory. Amen. I want to see it afar off. Amen. And persuaded of them. Amen. When people leave God, they have lost their persuasion. They're not persuaded anymore. It's too hard. Too many difficulties coming my way. Amen. But they were persuaded of the promise that God gave to them, and they embraced them. And then it says they confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims upon the earth. Amen. And they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. Amen. It gets aggravating for some people because a true child of God will just keep right on going back. Amen. What are you going to do in your difficulty? You know what? I don't know what I'm going to do in my difficulty, but I know one thing. I'm just going to keep on holding on to God, and I'm going to keep on walking with God. And how's He going to work it out? I haven't the faintest idea how He's going to work it out, but I know one thing. He's going to work it out. How's it going to end up? I don't have any idea how it's going to end up. Amen. But it's surely not going to be worse than what the people before me have gone through, or the road that they have traveled over. Amen. My incidents and my situation is not a special case. Amen. Others have gone down this road and made it. And bless your heart, I'm going to make it too. I got my mind made up tonight. Anybody else got their mind made up tonight? I got my mind made up. Amen. Not only that, I'm going to confess it. I'm going to tell somebody heaven's coming soon. And I've been telling folks heaven's coming soon. Amen. It's too late in the day to play games with God. too late in the game, amen, to mess around with eternity. Well, praise God, because eternity is coming, and it's coming very soon. And that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for His coming. I'm looking for His coming. I'm looking to the eastern sky. Amen. I'm looking for those clouds to part and for my Lord and Savior to come and take me out of this world. Amen. Where the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them. Amen. I'm looking for that day, and it looks like it's not very far from us right now. Well, praise the Lord. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to return. Amen. Notice here that people who make it, they talk it. Amen. If you're going to make it, you got to talk it first. If you've got to make it, you've got to see it first. Praise the Lord. You've got to see it first. You got to talk it. Amen. And then you got to get busy doing it. Praise God. But you can't ever get away from that simplicity. You can't get into all of the messy details that the devil will try to bring up in your way. Well, what about your family? What about situations in your life? What about, this, that, and the other? And he will try to cause a diversion. Amen. There will be a diversion to try to get your mind off of your original intent. Amen. There will be people in organizations. Amen. You start a business, and after a while it becomes an organization. And there will be those that will try to move that organization off of the original platform. Amen. And unto their personal goals or desires or whatever. But the businesses and the organizations that have lasted for a long, long time are those that go back to the basic principle that they started with. Amen. When it starts to get complicated, they go back to the simple things that they started with, and the business continues to flourish. Praise the Lord. There's only one way to live for God, and that's to walk by faith. That's the only way you can live for God. You can't live for God any other way. And may I say tonight, you'll never live for God any other way. Amen. You're not going to live for God because you like the pastor, and I hope you do. Amen. You're not going to live for God because you like the church, and I hope you do. You're not going to live for God because everybody treats you nice. Amen. Because they might not someday. Praise the Lord. But hear me tonight. You can make it if you want to make it. Amen. You can make it if you want to make it. I don't know about you, but I've been done wrong, but I'm still here. Praise God. And I'm telling you what, I'm going to stay right here. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, there are things that will come along that'll try to move your car off the road onto a side road. Amen. To take off in another direction. But it's not the will of God that we go in that direction. And Thomas said unto him, I'm back in John 14 and verse 5. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And I've often thought about this. This answer was so simple so simple that it's almost like, you're kidding, right? But he said this. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth you know him and have seen him. Powerful. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. How sayest thou then, show us the Father? Praise God. And so the basic principle of getting to where we want to be, praise God, is to hook up to the one who knows the way. I know this is not real deep, but it is real deep. Amen. I want to hook up with somebody who knows the way. Amen. I trust Susie. I call her Susie on my phone. And she says, turn left right here. And so I listen to what Susie says, and I turn left, and I drive down the road a ways. And then she says, make a U-turn, huh? And she gets me confused sometimes, but most of the time it's right. And I need somebody that knows the way. Us men, we're known for saying, oh, I don't need that map. I know the way. And we just keep driving. And before you know it, we're out in the middle of nowhere. And we're stranded somewhere, run out of gas or whatever it is. Because you know us guys, we got it all figured out. Praise the Lord. Amen. I got to get up and get hooked up with somebody that knows the way. Lord, how can we know the way? Well, it's not a set of directions. It is a person. In this instance, it is. Amen. It is the one who knows the way, but not only does he know the way, he is the way. Praise God. And so what does that mean? That means, now listen, folks, this is really as simple as it is, but it is so profound. Amen. When I'm driving down the road of life, Lord, Lord, if you want me to turn, tell me to turn, and I'll just turn right here. I don't know where this road is going to end up. Amen. I don't know what's all going to happen. Praise God. I'm telling you what, when we pulled into Augusta the very first time, I said, let's if it's the Lord, we will find the church in 2 minutes or less. Ha, 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 ha. And in a minute and a half, we were sitting in front of the church, had never been here before, no directions, no guidance whatsoever. It was just happen chance. Amen. But God knew there were hungry souls in this area, and God knew there needed to be a church in this area. And 20 years, more than 20 years previous to that time, I was in my very first camp meeting at the Augusta campground out there, which is now the Assembly of God campground. Used to be where us apostolics would meet for camp meeting. And they called for prayer. My very first camp meeting, I had just got the Holy Ghost. I didn't know anything about following God or living for God. And they said, please pray that somebody will go to Augusta and start a church. And I prayed with everybody, and I had no idea what that meant. But 20 years later, here we are in Augusta, Kansas. I'm telling you what, friend, I could not have made it up myself. I could not have planned it all out myself. Amen. There's no way that it could have all worked out the way that it did. It was God. Amen. Jesus said, I am the way. I'm telling you, what we need is to get a hold of Jesus. Oh, praise God. We've got to get an audience with Jesus. Lord, which way do I go? Amen. What do I do? And if you don't hear anything, then don't take a step. Just stand there. Praise God. Just stand and don't worry about it. Just stay right where you're at until the Lord says move. And when you move, it's going to be right. Amen. And when you do whatever it is that God tells you to do, it's going to work out all right. You see, when we get into trouble is when we hurry and run to the bank and get ourselves in debt. We hurry up and we run and we do things in life because of impulse. Come on, somebody, help the pastor tonight. You know I'm telling the truth. We've all done it. Amen. We do under impulse. Amen. Oh, I want that bowl of beans. Well, sell me your birthright. Well, what good is it if I die? He wasn't about to die. He was just hungry. Amen. A bowl of beans isn't going to feed a starving man anyway. In just a few hours, he would be hungry again. Amen. But it was impulse. Amen. It was jumping the gun. Amen. It was saying things and doing things by impulse, by the flesh. Amen. By the carnal mind, by the way of your thoughts and your logic and your reasoning. Folks, we cannot make it to heaven by carnal reasoning and logic. We cannot make it to heaven. We don't know the way. There's only one who knows the way. And not only does he know the way, he is the way. He said, I am the way. You need to get a hold of me. Amen. And then he brought the Father into it. Amen. The Father who is God Almighty. Praise the Lord. And he said, if you would have known me, you would have known my Father also, and henceforth you know him and have seen him. And so when we call on the name of Jesus, amen, we are calling on God Almighty to help us. Amen. Jesus is not a junior God. Amen. He is God manifest in the flesh. He is the mediator between God and men. Amen. On one side is God, on the other side is mankind. We approach the mankind of Jesus because we can see him. We can touch him. Amen. But he was God and man at the same time. All God, all man. And so we could approach to God through him. Through the veil, amen, that is to say his flesh, as Scripture says. Praise the Lord. And so not only do we know the way and the one who is the way, amen, but we know who he is. He's God Almighty. And so when we go to God in prayer, isn't this a comfort tonight? That when we go to God in prayer, he has every answer for us. They said that Solomon had all the answers, and I was teaching on that in Bible study the other night, and we were talking about that, and I said he had all the answers. But the truth of it was, afterwards I got to thinking about it, and he had counselors as well, and he bounced things off, and he even said in the midst of counselors there's safety. Amen. And so Solomon, who was the wisest man that ever lived, didn't know everything. Amen. Because he would be God then if he knew everything. But he didn't know everything because eventually he fell away from that landmark or that North Star, if you please. And he began to worship the sun and the moon. He began to worship the gods that were around him. And with all of his wisdom and all of his glory, he ended up lost without God. How can that be? I'll tell you how it can be. We lose the way. And if Solomon can lose the way, we could lose the way. Amen. If he could go astray, you and I can go astray. Amen. There are so many doctrines that are coming up in recent years, and it gives me pause. Amen. It makes me sit back and think. Amen. It makes me to ponder these things. And I've heard just recently, and just in the last day, that this new doctrine that's coming out, that the grace of God is actually dispensed by the ministry. And if you don't get it from the ministry, you're not going to get the grace of God. I'm telling you tonight, I remember years and years ago there was a lady that testified. She got the Holy Ghost on a mule out in a field. Nobody was around. I'm telling you tonight, friend, thank God for the ministry. We need the ministry in our lives. I'm not diminishing the ministry one little bit. But I'm telling you, your pastor's rising up against this new spirit. Amen. It's a spirit of pride is what it is. That if you're going to get it, you're going to get it from me or else. I'm telling you tonight. Paul said that the dispensation of grace has been given to me. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. The dispensation of grace has been given to me to you word, he said. But that was not a transfer because later on down the chapter there in the chapter, chapter 3, I believe it is, of Ephesians, and he goes on down and he says, I am the least beneath the least of all the saints. I'm not way up here with a bucket of grace and everybody's got to come and bow down to me to get the grace of God. I'm telling you what, that's not the way it is, my friend. You need the grace of God. I need the grace of God. We all need the grace of God. I'm not the way. No man is the way. Jesus is the way. We get grace from Jesus Christ. Grace and peace from Jesus Christ. Amen. He gave us His grace on the cross. We're here tonight because of the cross. Your pastor's here tonight because of the cross. Every pastor that's in any pulpit got it by the grace of God. And we ought to walk humbly and softly. But you can always mark false doctrine because it builds up the flesh. And it gives way to pride. And I'm afraid some of you that are here tonight to feel a call to the ministry, don't ever get prideful in the ministry. Don't ever, ever go there. That's the most dangerous place. And I'm afraid that there are young ministers that are going to be filled with pride because now they've got a tool. Now they've got a weapon. Now they've got something that's power that they can hold over the heads of people. But I'm telling you tonight, friend, it's not of God and it's not right. Jesus is the way. I'm not going to go behind a curtain and get forgiveness of sins from a man because it's not scriptural. I don't get the grace of God through a man, through some ministry somewhere. No, no, no. The grace of God comes down from heaven. And it is the grace of God that teaches me to live godly and righteously in this present world. There. Praise God. Now you know how I feel about that. It's so important tonight. It's so important because all it does is gives way to preacher religion. And folks, I'm not going to lead you to heaven. I can fail. Did you know that? And you can fail. But there's one who will never, 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 ever fail. Amen. I can make mistakes, but there's one that will never make mistakes. And just for the record, I've made a lot of mistakes. And I'll probably make a lot more before it's all over with. But there's one who never makes a mistake. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. I am the way. Praise God. Not only can I tell you the way, but I am the way. Praise the Lord. And mercy. I've got to stop. No, I've got to stop, but I was going to go through the whole chapter. Amen. And we're going to be here a while if I do that. Praise the Lord. I feel like this is in the Holy Ghost right now. Amen. You go down through here, and he talks about the way. John 14, verse 5 through 7. And he talks about him and the Father, his relationship there, and how that he is God manifest in the flesh. And verse 8, Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and we'll be satisfied. Verse 9, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? Everybody said, believe. 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 And the Father in me, the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I shall do, he shall do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. I'm going to finish with that, but he said, why are you asking to see the Father? You are looking at him right now. Do you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? That's what he asked them. Do you believe this? If we're going to get to heaven, we've got to have a belief system. We got to believe something. We can't just ramble along. We can't just tiptoe through the tulips to heaven and play our little ukulele. We can't do that and have our little curly hair. It's not going to work. God help me tonight. Praise the Lord. Somebody smile just a little bit. I know it's been a rough week, all this racial stuff going on. Everybody's talking about everything bad and all this stuff going on and everything. Hey, you know what? I'm in church tonight and I'm going to have a good time. I got to have a belief system. You got to have a belief system. And that belief system is going to shine when you're in the darkness and all of a sudden there's a fork in the road and you don't know which way to go. I believe that Jesus Christ is the only answer. I believe that God Almighty conceived in Mary, and that child that was born was the Son of God, and that the fullness of the Godhead stepped into that body, and in Him dwelt all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Meaning that when I go to God in prayer, and I pray in the name of Jesus, I am invoking the name of God. God Almighty, not three gods, but one God. There's only one God. His name is Jesus. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. And He said, you've got to have this belief system because there are things that will really shake you. For example, a fiery trial. A fiery trial. Amen. It'll try to shake you off of your foundation. And the Bible says that which can be shaken will be shaken, that which cannot be shaken may remain. There's going to be a shaking in this world. There'll be a shaking in your life. There'll be a shaking in your marriage. There'll be a shaking in your family. Amen. To see what can be shaken, and it will be shaken. Amen. But that which cannot be shaken will remain. I'm still here. And by the grace of God, I'm staying here. I'm talking about in the church, in the kingdom of God. I'm not giving up on prayer. I'm not giving up on the Word of God. I'm not giving up on righteousness. I'm not backing up from my position of the Word of God. Amen. I have a belief system. And when I believe who He is, amen. Then He said, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. In other words, the Holy Ghost is going to be poured out, and you're going to be full of the Holy Ghost. And when you get full of the Holy Ghost, you automatically have installed in you a spiritual GPS system. And the batteries never run dead. And it's always right. It's always updated. Every moment it's updated. And if there's a problem along the way, all of a sudden, it'll kick in and say, turn right. All of a sudden, it'll kick in and say, let your foot off the gas. What'd you do that for? I don't know. We was going down the road one time, and we got to an intersection, and all of a sudden, the foot went off the gas. What you doing? I don't know. Boom! We got hit in the intersection. 1 second sooner into that intersection would have been a broadside. But because my wife had let her foot off of the gas, it was corner to corner and it just destroyed the car, but we were not hurt. I'm telling you what, the steps of a good man and a good woman are ordered of God. Praise the Lord. Have you ever been in your car and just take another road and you don't know why you're taking a different route? I'm telling you what, God is in our life every day. He's leading us not just to help us in this life, but He is leading us. I would just imagine tonight that all of us would be speechless. We would lose our breath if we could actually see the master plan and how that God has led angels, have had angels to lead us and to protect us. And the things that went on in the realm of the Spirit. When I read of a great earthquake on the earth in the book of Revelation, it's talking about an angel in heaven and he's got a censer in his hand. And all of a sudden, the angel takes the censer with the prayers of the saints. With the prayers of the saints and the golden scepter. And he's done doing what he's doing in heaven. And he takes that thing and he throws it down to the earth. And when it hits the earth, there's thunderings and lightning and voices and a great earthquake. Scientists now say that there is a new fault line on the San Andreas Fault that has just had a 6.9 Richter scale earthquake. Thank you very much. And we're all like, oh, the world's coming to an end. My life is over. You know, oh, the scientists say, the news people say, I got the report on the internet. It's bad and it's going to get worse. But you know what? One of those earthquakes is going to be because an angel took a censer. And the prayers of the saints of God hitting this earth made a gigantic earthquake upon this earth. Folks, I'm telling you, God has it all planned out. God's got it all worked out. Do we have faith in Him? I know we have faith in Him because we're here tonight and we're reaching out to Him and we're worshiping Him. But I wanted to encourage us here. You can get to where you're going. You can get to where you're going. Let's stand together tonight. Praise God. There's other things in here that I could talk about tonight, and we will at another time. Amen. I'm looking forward to Friday night. I'm looking forward to this weekend coming up. Not because I'm looking for an excuse not to have to preach, but I'm looking forward to hearing some good word from God. And one of the things I thought about it the other day, I asked Brother Elder, I said, Brother Elder, I don't think you've ever been to our church to preach, have you? He said, no, I've never been there. And I thought, oh my, I felt bad about that. 23 years and a good man that close. I've asked him a few other times and he couldn't make it because of other commitments. But this time he committed to come and we're going to come and we're going to do some skeet shooting on Saturday. Praise the Lord. Hint, hint. Anybody interested in that? But we're going to do that. We're going to have church. We're going to worship God. We're going to hear from God. I'm coming to hear from God. You know why? Because I need to know which way to go. Say, Pastor, have you lost your way? I haven't lost my way. But you know what? It's so easy to get tunnel vision. It's so easy to get mesmerized by the road and the darkness of the night. It's so easy to do that. And all of a sudden, you know, the sign says detour. Don't believe every detour sign you see. Because I took a detour sign one time in New York City, and I got off on a road. I didn't know where I was. I had no map. And I had to cross a bridge, and it was $4 to cross the bridge. And it took me 30 minutes. It was a one-way road. There was no way to turn around and come back the other way, so I just made an illegal U-turn. I just did like the natives, and I just did an illegal U-turn and come back the other direction. Had to cross the bridge going back the other way. $4 going back the other way. I lost an hour of time and $8 just because I looked at a sign that said detour. You know what? There's no detours in this road. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Amen. If you're new, keep your eyes on Jesus. If you've been in the church for a long time, just cast your eyes upon Jesus. Just look to Him. Lord, You're the answer. I can't hear anything. Well, just keep praying. Don't do anything. Just stop. Just stop and stand. Amen. And wait. Amen. Because God's got it all in His hand. Do you believe that tonight? Do you really believe that? I do. Lord, we thank You tonight for the Word. Thank You for the presence of God in this place. I'm asking You to help us, to touch us, to lead us, to guide us. Oh, God, we need You more than we need anything else in all of this world. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Can we give the Lord thanks and praise right now?